In our series on Hilchos Pesach and in preparation for the Leil HaSeder, we're going to begin with the Rambam in Perek Ches, Milchos Chametz Umatz, Halacha Aleph, Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder. If we have time, we'll go back to Perek Zayin. Here the Rambam starts, Seder Asiyas Mitzvos Elu B'Leil Chamishos Arkach Hu. Let's pay attention to the word Seder that opens up Perek Ches. Is there a Seder to the Mitzvah Halayla? And if we compare the language of the Rambam here in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah to his language in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Seder Kol HaMasim Shebiyom Zeh Kachu, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim has to be implemented according to a certain sequence. And the halach of Seder with regard to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is Likuva. It's absolutely indispensable, as it says in the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Yuma, Kol Maise Yom HaKippurim Ha'omer Ala Seder Im Hikdim Maise L'Chavero Lo Asa Klum. And this is derived from a pasuk Chuka. Chuka means Likuva. And if the Rambam is using the word Seder here, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, with regard to the night of the 15th of Nisan, it would seem that the Rambam is deliberate and there's a requirement of Seder. What is the requirement of Seder? We know that in Yom HaKippurim, there are many different parts of the Avodah and they have to be performed in a certain sequence. But what is the significance and the importance of sequence with regard to the mitzvahs of Leil Chamishasar, that the Rambam uses the same word Seder? And perhaps we can shed a light on this by learning the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin. The Rambam writes the following, Bavur Zeh, Lo Amarti Ela Bishah Sheyesh Matzah Umara Munachim Lefanecha, Klomar, Mitchilas halayla ata mesaper. The question is, what does the Rambam mean when he says Mitchilas halayla ata mesaper? And there are a number of different ways of going here, but perhaps we could say that the Rambam holds that the Tchilas halayla ata mesaper means that the beginning of the night, the first step in the whole process of the Seder, even before he gets to eating matzah and mara, has to be sipur. Let's read the Rambam again. Mitchilas halayla ata mesaper. You begin the sipur, you begin the layla with sipur, and then you continue later on to matzah, mara, etc. And if one were to change the order, He would lose the mitzvah, he would forfeit the mitzvah. Just like we saw in Seder Yom HaKippurim, it's Likuva, here too it's Likuva. The Tchilas HaLayla has to be the Sipur, before the Achilas Matzah. If one were to eat Matzah Umara first, and then recite the Haggadah, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Haggadah. And it's not coincidental that we call the night of Pesach Leil HaSeder. And perhaps the source for this is the Rambam here. Seder is Likuva. It's an absolute requirement. And perhaps when the mitzvah of Haggadah requires Kedima before the Achilas Matzah, this reflects on the famous Mishnah from Gamliel, Kol Shelo Omar Shlosha Dvarim Alo Lo Yotzi Yedei Chovaso, which means he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, his mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, because in addition to the Etzem HaAchila, there's also a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that's achieved through the Achilas Matzah, and that's part of the mitzvah of Matzah. And in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah B'Shleimus, you first need a Haggadah Sipur, and now the Achil itself has a two-dimensional kiyum. You obtain the kiyum of achila, of course, and in addition, another dimension of the achila is the sipur. And therefore, sipur has to come first. when the Sipur comes first, then the matzah and its achila becomes an achila sheyesh ba Sipur. All this is true according to the Rambam, but we have to point out that Tosfos at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph seems to have a different shita. The Gemara there says that Til Rabbi Yossi Mishkachas Leshiyasu Suda Kodem Kiddush Vagoda V'Chol Dal Kosos, the possibility of eating the Suda first, Kiddush comes later, and the Hagoda will come even after Kiddush, and all the Dalet Kosos will follow suit. That's what comes out according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which is called Ein Mafsikin. And the language of Tosis is very important. He says, Yasu Dalet Kosos, Shalokis say the Harigilim Lasos. Usually we begin with the Kos of Kiddush, but here he's in the middle of his Suda, he has to complete his Suda. And then, and only then, at the end of his Suda, he recites Kiddush. So the first of the Dalet Kosos is not the Kos that begins before the Suda. And for that matter, the Kos of Birkas HaMazon is going to come immediately at the end of the Suda, after he eats the Matzah and the Afikoman. And then after that Kos of Birkas HaMazon, he drinks the Kos of Kiddush and the Kos of Magid. And the Manishtanas recite on this third kos, whereas normally it's recited on the second. Afterwards he eats the maror, and then he recites on the fourth kos, Hallel. The Marsha expands upon this Tosis and interprets Tosis as meaning that he's going to eat matzah at the very beginning of his Suda, way before Kiddush. Because he started the Suda Mibod Yom, he's going to continue with that Suda. Now it's Lila, he's going to have to eat the Matzah L'Shem Mitzvah. And only at the end of the Suda, he's going to recite Kiddush. It's clear that, at least in the context of Rabbi Yossi, Tosfos of the opinion that Seder is not Miakev. Because in fact, he's going to fulfill the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah at the beginning of the Suda. And he's only going to recite Kiddush and Agoda after the Suda is completed. And the Tosfos Rid in Arvei Pesachim doesn't seem to be happy with Tosfos. He writes, Sharei Tzorachu Lechol Kizayis Matzah Bachrona, the Oso Azayis Eino Ochlo Kodem Birkas Hamazon, Elo Liachar Birkas Hamazon. The Tosfos Rid is bothered by the fact that there is a requirement of Kizayis Matzah Bachrona, and within the framework of Tosfos, that the Kizayis Matzah is eaten before Kiddush, before Magid, before Al, etc., etc. It's not Kizayis Matzah Bachrona. But it's interesting that the Tosfos Rid is not objecting to Tosfos because the Amiras HaGadah has to come before the Matzah. And as far as the first Matzah eats L'Shem Mitzvah, Tosfos Rid doesn't seem to have any objections. Let him eat the Matzah and it's the beginning of his Suda, or the middle of his Suda, whatever have you, that doesn't bother Tosfos Rid. He hasn't yet recited the Haggadah. Tosfos Rid is really worried about the Kizayis Matzah Bachrona, and Bachrona has to mean after the Amiras Haggadah, and in this case, that's not going to be happening. But again, as far as the Rambam is concerned, the Kizayis Matzah of Mitzvah has to take place after the Haggadah. And the Tchilas Halayla is the Sipur. And that's what the Rambam means when he says, Seder Asios Mitzvos Elu Bilel Chamish Asar. The Haggadah has to come first. The Achilas Matzah comes later. And the Achilas Matzah after the Haggadah takes on a whole different dimension. The Kiyum Sipur somehow is intrinsically related or inherent in the Achilas Matzah, and that's what it's got to be. The night begins with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If somebody changes the order, the sequence, if he eats Matzah Umar first and then Haggadah, he has not fulfilled his mitzvah. The Haggadah has to come first. And let's read the next piece in the Rambam in Perek Ches, Mihilchas Chametz U'Matzah, the Rambam says, Mitchila Mozgim Kos L'chol Echad V'Echad U'mevarech Bori Priyagofen V'Omer Olav Kiddush Hayom U'Zman V'Shoseh. And then the Rambam has Mevim Shulchan Aruch V'Olav Morar V'Yerek Acher Umatzo the charoses the gufo shel keves sapesach ubaser chagiga shel yom yudalit. The Rambam is very meticulous about the order here. First, we begin with mezigas hakos. We recite all the brachos, including kiddush hayom, and then we bring out the shulchan. And what's on the shulchan? The Rambam has morar. He's got matzah. He's got charoses. And he has the Basar Pesach and the Basar Chagiga. Clearly the Shulchan is brought out after Kiddush. Now, why is that so? What's the logic in this sequence to bring out the Shulchan after the Kiddush? And it would seem that the source for the Rambam is a Mishnah in Psachim, towards the end of the Masechta on Kuf Yud Dalin, the Mishnah begins Mazgulo Kos Rishon, and the Mishnah continues Mevarech Al Yayin V'Akach Mevarech Al Hayom, and then Hevi Lefanav Metabel V'Chazeres, and Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel Hevi Lefanav Hashulchan. And the reason for this is, says Tosfos, Shari Ein Mevina Shulchan Ad Achar Kiddush. So here we have a Mishnah, the way Tosfos interprets it, based on Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Shulchan is brought out after Kiddush. And this is very clear in the language of the Rambam, as we saw before, that after he finishes Kiddush, they bring out the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I just want to point out in passing that the first thing, b'tchila in this Seder, is mozgin lo l'kolecha. There's a mitzvah of meziga, which is interesting. Meziga probably means here mixing concentrated wine with water and coming up with the right proportions, the right ratio of water and yayin. And it's got to be l'kolecha v'yecha. This is perhaps derech herus, but in any event, it's part of the Seder itself, the Meziga. But let's get back on track to what we were discussing before, namely that Kiddush comes first and then Havas HaShulchan. And we found that clearly in the way Tosfos interpreted the Mishnah, but the question is, what's it all about? The source for this is the Gemara at the beginning of Arvei Pesach on Daf Kuf, Ein Mevien Es HaShulchan Elim Kein Kiddush. And the Rashbam quotes the Shultes of Rav Achai Gaon to give us an insight as to why the Shulchan is not brought, is postponed until after Kiddush. Hatam ki hechi the teisei seuda liyakara deShabbosa, so that the suda is brought out as a covered for the Shabbos. It's not just that the suda happens to be there, but once you've recited Kiddush, now you've ushered in the Shabbos, now you bring out the Suda. That Suda is a covered Shabbos. It's a Suda Shabbos, the covered Shabbos. And the Rashbam, to prove the Shiltos, quotes the Mishnah here in Arvei Pesachim, that Mevi'im es hayirakos ve'achazeres, and that's only after Kiddush, as we discussed earlier. It comes out that according to the Rashbam, based on the Shiltos, that this halacha of Kiddush first and then Havas HaShulchan second, that Seder is not halacha in Leil HaPesach. It has nothing to do with Tzipri Tzitzis and Shraim and Achilus Matzah per se. It's halacha of Kovet Shabbos, Kovet Yontif, to postpone bringing the Suda until after Kiddush has been recited, and then you bring out the Suda L'Kvod Shabbos. And there's a piece in the Maaser Rav about the Minhag of the Gaon, that he didn't bring the Chalas to the table on any Friday night or on any Shabbos meal before Kiddush. It was only after Kiddush that they brought the chalas to the table, and that was the minhag grach. We also have this minhag, not in the same way. We don't necessarily postpone bringing out the table until after Kiddush, but we do cover the chalas. And the reason is for that very reason. And the Rashbam says in the name of the Shiltas, Hechi the Krivu. What if they've already brought out the Suda? Lomas al Kiddush, you don't have to take the Suda back. El Pores Mapu Mekadesh. And then the Rashbam says, Uvitam Zeh, Nagu Lifros Mapa Lelechem Adli Acha Kiddush B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. So the Rashbam reflects our minhag. We don't bring the challahs out after Kiddush, but we do cover the challahs. And the reason for that is that covering the challahs is equivalent to Havas Hasuda L'Shulchan. And therefore, when we finish Kiddush, and then we wash on and cut into the two challahs, the Lecha Mishnah, that's already like bringing the Suda out L'Chvot Shabbos, because it was Poreis Mapa. And Tosis there says the following: the Achshav Shulchanu Shalonu Shem Gedolim Yosavidai VeKashal Aviyam Achar Shulchan. We don't have the same small shulchanos that they had, individual little tables. Here we have one long big table. It's very hard to bring it out after Kiddush, and not only that, that might be a hefsek between Kiddush and Seuda. Is therefore Anu Regilim Lifros Mapa Ulekadish. The table is set. We recite Kiddush, but we cover the challahs with the mapa. And the reason for that, says Tosfos, is mefurish b'shiltos ki hechi the tasi suda biyakar d'shabsa, so that now the suda is being brought out. When you expose it and remove the mapa, you're really bringing out the suda alpidin, and that's being brought out l'chvot Shabbos. And therefore, it would seem that perhaps we should consider covering not just the challahs, but all the food on the table. And the reason for that is because the raya that the Rashbam adduces here is from the Mishnah of Mevi'im Lefanav Yirakos V'Chazeres. It's not just a din in challahs, it's a din in all the macholim, all the contents of the Suda, whatever is on the table. The fish and everything else should be covered, so that when you uncover it, it's like bringing it out to the table, liyakara d'shabsa, for the covenant of Shabbos. And it's no different than chazeres and yirakos. Everything should be brought out after Kiddush. Unless we were to suggest that according to Rashbam, all you have to do is cover the lechem, which is all, that's all the Rashbam mentions, in fact. And the reason for that is because the kisei hamapa itself is like a siluk ha-shulchan. And when you uncover the kisei, that's when you bring out the shulchan. So the siluk of the lechem, by covering the lechem, it accomplishes, in a ripple effect, a chain reaction, so to speak, like dominoes. It's like a siluk of all the macholim that are, so to speak, that chug along with. You know, you have a train, at the head of the train you have the lechem, and the lechem carries everything else with it. Because we have our loch and hilchus brachos of ba machmas hasuda, ba machmas halechem, or kedei lafos sapas, it means the ikar suda is the lechem, everything else is sort of secondary, is batel, so as long as you cover the lechem, that should be enough. And the Mishnah says that they didn't bring to the Shulchan with the Chazeres and the Gufo Shel Pesach before Kiddush. Chazeres on this night is Tibul Rishon, and it has nothing to do with the Pas. It requires its own bracha. Gufo Shel Pesach and Morar also is a separate independent mitzvah of Morar. And today we have the Shnei Tavshilin. Is these are not tefillin l'matzah, and therefore the Mishnah says you have to bring them out after Kiddush. The Rambam, however, doesn't mention at all this halach of Poris Mapu Makadesh in Hilchos Shabbos. He does have Poris Mapu Makadesh in Perek of Tes in Hilchos Shabbos, But that's not a din in Suda Shabbos on a regular basis. It's a very strange case over there, an unusual case of Poris Mat Makadish, because he made the Kiddush in the middle of his Suda. He had started a Suda Mibod Yom. The Rambam doesn't seem to require in Suda Shabbos and Yontif a Prisas Mapa for Kiddush as a separate requirement. It's only a fluky requirement in a case where he started his Suda Mibod Yom and now he's making Kiddush in the middle of his Suda. But on a regular basis, on a normal Suda Shabbos and Yontif, there is no requirement to Poris Mapa Makadish. But here, in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, in the context of Seder Asiyas Mitzvahs Elu B'Leil Tesvav, the Rambam requires that Kiddush be first and then Havas HaShulchan afterwards. So what is it about the Leil HaSeder, the Seder Asiyas Mitzvahs Halayla, that generates this unique halacha that Kiddush first and only after Kiddush Havas HaShulchan? And I heard from the Rav Zichron Levracha that if you look at the simonim of Leil HaPesach, Kaddish Urchatz, etc., you will see Shulchan Aruch on the list. And that's a reference to the Suda of Leil Pesach. The Suda itself is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Vigadat Labincha. And the proof is the mitzvah of Haseba. The Rabbi writes, and now we turn back to Berak Zion, B'chol Dovdor Chayv Adam Laharos Esatzma Ki Luhu Atzma Yotzim Mitzrayim. That's an halacha vav, and halacha zayin, the Rambam says, l'fichach kishesoed adam alayla azetzarch lecho v'lishtos derech heirus. The meal itself is a kiyum of laharas esatzmo kilu hu biatzmo yotzim mitzrayim through the act of heseba, and the Rambam seems to require heseba throughout the entire meal. It means that the kiyum of agoda of igadat l'bincha is to show yourself, to demonstrate with your own physical being, your own body, as if you left Mitzrayim and you're being knowing derech Cherus. That's what the Suda of Leil Pesach should be like. And therefore it makes sense that Shulchan Aruch is one of the kiyumim of the night of Pesach. It's not just a matter of eating the Suda, it's part of the kiyum of Sipritis Mitzrayim. And the matzah and the mara, the dalet kos, they are all integrated into the Suda. And the Suda itself becomes an entity of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore the Rambam wants us first and foremost to recite Kiddush. Zman Cheruseinu described this time as Zman Cheruseinu. And how do we demonstrate Cherus? It's going to be with the Suda. So now, after Kiddush, we're going to bring out the Shulchan with all the mitzvahs halayla, as an act of Yikara the Suda Sishal Derech Eretz. This is going to establish that the Suda is a special Suda of Derech Eretz. The Kiddush and the Amiras Zman Cheruseinu is Koveya the Suda as a Suda of Cheruz. Much like in Shabbos, Kiddush is Koveya the Suda as a Suda of Shabbos. And that would explain, again, not according to the Rambam, but according to Bali HaTos, the Rashbam, why we bring out the Suda after Kiddush. The Kiddush was Koveya the Suda Shabbos. Now bring out the Suda. Here, in the case of Leil HaPesach, the Suda has a special status, a Chalushem Suda Shal Cherus. And what kicks that off? Meaning, what sets up the Suda? There's going to be something that precedes the Suda. That's the Kiddush, and the Kiddush sets up the Suda as a Suda Shal Cherus. Therefore, the Rambam says, we bring out the Shulchan after Kiddush. And it's interesting that in the language of the Mishnah, the emphasis here is on Yerokos, Chazeres. These are all parts of the mitzvah of Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. They play a role in enhancing the Sipra, and they are part of the Suda. The Suda is a Suda Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. I once saw a Haggadah, the name of the Haggadah caught my fancy. It was called a Feast of History. The feast itself is part of the history, is part of the Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Leil Pesach, We have a special kiyum of Havas HaShulchan according to the Rambam. And therefore, the Derech Cherus and the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim should be set up in the Kiddush before the Havas HaShulchan. And it's interesting that the Hava El HaShulchan, in which we bring the Suda out to the Shulchan, is something that the Rambam emphasizes time and time again with regard to Leil HaPesach. And once again, we go back to Perek Zayin. The Rambam speaks about the mitzvah, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Charoses. And he has a long presentation on Charoses, mitzvah divrei sofim, zeichel letit, sheyu ovdim ob mitzrayim, v'keitzet osen osa, lochin tmarim, or grogos. We won't go into all the detail. He's talking about things that look like tit and tevin. And then here's the punchline for our purposes. Umevim osa ala shulchan b'leil HaPesach. There's a kiyum of hava el HaShulchan. The Rambam goes out of his way to emphasize the hava el HaShulchan or ala shulchan. Because the main mitzvah of Charoses, the primary kiyum, is not the tibul or the achila of the Charoses. We don't even make a bracha on it. But rather hava el HaShulchan. And you'll see something very similar if you fast forward to Perek Ches. Ubizman hazeh mevim al hashulchan shnei mini basar, echad zeicher lepesach v'echad zeicher lechagiga. Once again, the shnei tafshilin, the primary element of the kiyum of this mitzvah shnei tafshilin, is the hava al hashulchan, mevim al hashulchan. And really, the Rambam is copying the Gemara. The Lashon HaShas on Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis, Afal Pishat Tibel Bechazeres, Mitzvah Lahavi Lefanov, Chazeres Vecharoses Ushnei Tavshilin. Again, the mitzvah is Haval Lefanov, Haval HaShulchan. And the reason is that the Etzem Haval HaShulchan is all part and parcel of the Kiyum of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. And we have to set up all these things as part and parcel of a Seuda Shel Cherus. And therefore it makes sense to assume that according to the Rambam, since Leil HaPesach, the Ikar Kiyum is Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, with the Havoi El HaShulchan, the Shnei Tavshilin, the Charoses, so too, it would make sense that the Kiyum of Havoi El HaShulchan would be related to all those necholim, all those foodstuffs that have to be eaten on the night of Pesach, the yirakos, the matzah, the morar. And therefore we should bring all those elements out to the table before the Suda and before the Agada, but after the Kiddush. And I'll tell you, Rabosai, I haven't seen this done in too many families. Not that I've been in too many starim, I'm usually a host and not a guest, but in those occasions that I've hosted, that I've been a guest, it usually turns out that the Shnei Tavshil, the Charoses, the Cairo, what we call, is brought out to the table way before, because, you know, we're anxious to get things started. But perhaps in the light of the Rambam and the Mishnah that we saw, it would make more sense. You know, we could prepare the Karo before Yontif, but maybe we shouldn't be bringing it out to the table. Karo should be brought out after Kiddush. And the Yirakos, the Matzah, the Morar, all of which have a mitzvah achila, and they have specific dinim when they should be brought out to the Shulchan. If he brings the Shulchan out, Mibodyom, the Kara, I mean, then he's Mevatel HaKiyum of Havas HaShulchan. If the Havas HaShulchan is a Kiyum, it should be brought out in its proper time, which means after Kiddush. And if he brings the Charoses Mibodyom, he's lacking the Kiyum of Charoses, which, according to Rambam, the Iker Kiyum is Havas HaShulchan. The Rambam writes, "V'vim osal shulchan b'leil Pesach," and everything has to be eaten tonight on Leil HaSeder as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder and Tzipi Tzitzrayim requires Havala Shulchan. The Havala Shulchan should be at night, not Mibojom, because the Havala Shulchan itself is a Kiyum in Tzipi Tzitzrayim. And Tzipi Tzitzrayim is only feasible after Laila. And the kickoff of Tzipi Tzitz Mitzrayim is Kiddush, when we recite Chag HaMatzos HaZeh Man Chiruseinu, that sets up the night as this, the night of and the time of Chirus. The key of Tzipi Tzitz Mitzrayim continues with Avos HaShulchan. The Rambam Sheet is at a general Shabbos. We don't need Havol HaShulchan. We bring out the Suda whenever we want to bring out the Suda. The mitzvah on Leil Shabbos is Achila, and that's it. So there's no emphasis on Avos HaShulchan, but on this night of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Avos HaShulchan, the Avos El HaShulchan, or Al HaShulchan, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Tzipi, according to the Rambam. I think we should be careful and try to embellish our minhagim and our mitzvah halayla based on the Rambam, to fulfill the Rambam. I think that's an important thing. And Avos HaShulchan, according to Rambam, in many of the Necholim halayla, is the Iker mitzvah. We should make sure to do that in its proper time, and certainly not Mibojom. Now, getting back to the Rambam in Perek Ches, Mihilchas Chamitzu Matzah, Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, V'achkach mevorech al netilas yadayim, V'lokeach shnei rikikin, V'cholek echad mehem, U'meiniach porus l'toch sholem, U'mevorech hamotzi lech min oretz. Notice that the Rambam has yachatz, he only breaks the matzah when he's ready to eat the matzah, right before the brach of hamotzi lech min oretz. Our minug, as far as I know, is yachatz at the beginning of the whole story at night. Kadesh, Urchatz, yachatz, before Magid, and before the Amiris HaGadah, we break the matzah, and that's how it's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, Tofayin Gimel. Sif Vav, the Beis Yosef, quotes the Kolbo, and he gives a number of reasons, but the Rambam has the din of yachatz right before the Achila, right before the Brach of Hamotzi. And I'd like to understand what's going on here. The Rambam Shita is that we don't recite the Haggadah on the Matzah, and we're going to have to discuss why that's so. But nevertheless, the Matzah itself, according to the Rambam, is there for the recitation of Rabbi Gamliel the Matzah Zu. Then the Rambam says the recitation of the matzah zu should be on the matzah. But nevertheless, the Rambam doesn't have the din of breaking the matzah before the amira of matzah zu, because the breaking of the matzah, according to the Rambam, is postponed until much later when he makes the brach al achilas matzah. So the whole yachatz business, even when the matzah does have to be there in front of him, it doesn't have to be a broken matzah, it could be a shlema. Whereas Tosfos, on the other hand, and that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, and our meaning is such that the Yachatz is at the beginning of the Suda, before Magid, and that God is recited over a broken matzah. So the Rambam would recite Magid over a full matzah shlema, whereas we have a broken matzah before the Amiras HaGadah. In order to understand this machlokes, let's go back to the original source, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav, the Gemara Darshins Lechem Oni, Lechem Shaonim Olav Dvarim Harbe, and then the Gemara is another drasha, Lechem Oni Ma Oni Darko Meprusa Afkan Meprusa. Shall we assume that we can combine these two drashas into one? That the Onim Olav Dvarim Harbe requires a Darko Shaloni Beprusa, that the Lechem Oni teaches me two dinim, both of which should be fulfilled simultaneously. The Amiras HaGadah should be on the matzah, but what is the matzah? The matzah should be the Lechem Oni Beprusa. That's our minog. And the Ramah in Tof Ayin Gimel, Siv Zayin, writes that the Amir of Matzah Zu, at that moment, Yesh Lagbia HaPrusa Shehu Kalechem Oni. In other words, the Lechem Sha'onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe shall be fulfilled on a Prusa and Dafka on a Prusa. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is not willing to integrate these two Kiyumim. Yes, there are two Kiyumim, but they're not synchronized. They're not Peras Achas. The Lechem Sha'onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe is Lechud, and the Lechem Oni B'Prusa is Lechud. And the Onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe requires that there be a matzah lefana, but the din of prusa is postponed until the shas pitzua, until the moment of achilas matzah. And the moment of achilas matzah, he makes the bracha motzi, and he's botzea min haprusa, he eats from the prusa. But there's no din that yachatz has to take place before magid. True, there's halach of lechem shonim all of the harbe, but it doesn't have to be a prusa. And perhaps we could take this a little bit further. And the din of Lechem Oni Sha'onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe, according to the Rambam, is a kiyum in matzah. It's not a kiyum in Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Rambam is not interested in having a prusa, or even a shlema for that matter, at the time of Sipur. Because the din of Onim Olav Dvar Maharbe, according to the Rambam, is a din in matzah. And perhaps according to the Rambam, that din, that requirement of Sipur over the matzah, which is a tnai, it's a precondition built into the kiyum of matzah, that can be fulfilled later on with the recitation of the Mishnah Rav Gamliel, matzah zu, shonu ochlem al shuma. And therefore, at the time of the Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, the beginning of Magid, there's no need to have Lechem Oni. The Shem Lechem Oni emerges later on at the time of the Kiyum of Achilas Matzah. And therefore, it makes sense that the Onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe is going to be a part of the Achilas Matzah. It's almost the introduction to Achilas Matzah. And you can be a Kaim according to the Rambam on the matzah, the din of Lechem Oni, of Aniyah and Sipur, Onim Olav Dvar Maharbe, B'Shas Achila, when he takes a prusa, and at that moment, he has recited Matzah Zu, he has the Sipur and the Aniyah, he's going to do the Achila like an Oni on a prusa, and all the Kiyumim are integrated into one Kiyum of Lechem Oni, but that's B'Shas Achila, because these are all conditions in the mitzvah of Achila that enhance the mitzvah of Achila. And there are many different kiyumim of Lechem Oni. For example, the Gemara Darshan said, Hu masik vishto ofa, or it shouldn't be a matzah shira, onim olav dvar maharbe. It's impossible to be mekayim all these kiyumim in one fell swoop. And therefore, these kiyumim are separated in the chal on the matzah. Mostly, I wouldn't say all of them, but almost all of them at the time of the Achilas Matzah. That's the Rambam Shita. Tosfos has a different Shita. He holds that Lechem Oni Sha'onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe is Halach in Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. We cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim without the Lechem Oni. And the din of Lechem Oni requires a Prusa. So at the moment of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, we need that the Sipur be told over a matzah of Lechem Oni, which is the Lechem Oni for all its dinim, and therefore we require yachatz to break the matzah at the very beginning before the Sipur. The Rambam holds that all these different drushes about Lechem Oni can be implemented at different levels and at different times, but at the Shas Achila we need an Achila of Lechem Oni, which is a Prusa. We need the Achila of Lechem Oni after the Onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe, which is going to take place right before the Achila, but not the entire Sipur. It's not a Kiyum in Sipur. And therefore we have a fundamental debate between Rashi, between Tosfos and the Rambam. This halach of Onim Ol of Dvar Maharbe, is that to enhance the mitzvah of Sipur, and therefore you need the Lechem, the Matzah, the Lechem Oni, the Prus even, before the Sipur, or is it a din in matzah, in the kiyum of Achilus matzah? The Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel of Perek Zayin, Tzorach Laso Shinu Belayla Zeh, Kidei Sheyiru Habonim V'yishalu. Keitzad Meshane, Chotvin Matzazem Yizeh, etc. The Raven says, Omar Avram, Pirish Acher, Memarin Lechol Kidei Shlo Yishnu. In the Gemara on Daf Kuf Tes Amid Aleph Chotvin Matzas Belele Apsachim Bishvil Tinokos. The Rambam understands Chotvim Zemiad Zeh. The Raven understands Memarim Lechol. Chotvim means quickly with urgency. And the Meiri writes that this Gemara is the source for a minig to steal the matzah. Again, I don't know if the Rambam has that in mind. The Rambam says, Chot v'matzah ze miyad ze. I don't know if he means to steal the matzah and put it away and hide it somewhere. The Rambam should have said, Chot v'ze miyze. The Rambam says, Chot v'ze miyad ze. I don't know, it sounds like the Rambam is just making a shinui here. Kidei sheyishlo atinokos. But in any event, the Ravid has a different shot, and the Ravid says that memarim lechol, what we mean when we say when we say chotvim is we eat the matzah quickly in order to catch the children before they fall asleep. Now, I'm not advocating in favor of the Ravid's position here because I think that Agadah should be said benachas. I know it's very difficult, people want to eat, and they want to get to the matzah, and so forth and so on, but nevertheless, there's so much Torah, and there's so much excitement for the children during the Haggadah, the Sipur. I wouldn't want to rush through in order to eat the matzah quickly. As the Ravid says, Memarim Lechol Samatzah, I'm not excited about that. Although, again, we have to figure out how to solve the problem of Kadesh Lo Yishnu, but not in that way. It's also possible that when the Rambam says Chotvim Matzah Zemiyad Zeh, he may mean that one person is holding on to the matzah, his friend grabs it out of his hand. Because it says Chotvim Matzah Miyad Zemiyad Zeh. And the problem is that, let's say you have two people holding on to the matzah at the same time, if they pull in different directions, shnayim ochsim b'matzah, it's going to break in half. Maybe the Rambam would say that breaking the matzah in that way would be the key of yachatz. I don't know. That would be pretty wild. That the yachatz would take place before the Haggadah of chotvim matzah zemiyad zeh, which would have an impact on everything we discussed tonight, because we said that the yachatz has nothing to do with the Haggadah, according to the Rambam, but rather it's a din of the achila. Maybe not. Maybe the Rambam's yachatz is the chotvim zemiyad zeh, which takes place at the very beginning before the Haggadah. In any event, if yachatz is one of the shinuyim that we do on this night, one could wonder the following. What should be the din if somebody has a matzah shvura? He has a broken piece of matzah. Can he use that for yachatz, or does he need the mice of yachatz? If yachatz is just a din of lechemoni, I don't know if you have to actively break the matzah. As long as you have a broken matzah, that should be sufficient. But if the yachatz is one of the shinuyim, kidei sheyishlo atinokos, and the source of it is chotvin matzah b'leil psachim, then it makes sense that we require maisa yachatz to actively break the matzah. And the Rav Zichron of Yochi is to point out that in the piyut elokei aruchos it says yachze achas misholosh matzos. It sounds like he's saying that there's an act of yachze, of breaking it up. And it was even a hava mina that you should make a bracha on yachatz, because the piyut says v'ein bracha ima. That's a chiddush, that he does make a bracha on the yachatz. But it's quite clear that the yachatz itself is a kiyum in the dinim of Leil HaPesach. There was a hava mina to make a bracha on it. And the Maril, in fact, has a suffolk in yachatz, where the yachatz is a mitzvah legabi a klal, the ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, because we take the second matzah and not the first matzah, is this a violation of Mavir Nala Mitzvahs? That would certainly indicate that there's a mitzvah of Yachatz. And Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs means if we break, if the middle matzah, instead of breaking the top matzah, we've passed over the Rishon to the first matzah and gone to the Shniyah for Yachatz. If that be the case, is this a problem of Mavir Nala Mitzvahs? But clearly the act of Yachatz, if we skip over the first matzah, is a, or could be, it's a candidate for a violation of the law of Ein Mavirin, of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches, Mitzvahs Ase Shel Torah, L'saper, I'm sorry, I think that's Perek Zayin, I made a mistake, L'saper, Benisim v'niflo shenasu l'avoseinu Mitzrayim b'leil tesvav benisat. Shenemar zochas hayom hazeh sheyitzasim Mitzrayim k'mo shenemar zochas yom haShabbos l'kadsho. The Rambam clearly defines the source of the mitzvah of Sibyitzis Mitzrayim as zochas hayom hazeh sheyitzasim Mitzrayim. Rashi ala Torah on that very same pasuk writes, Lomad Shemaskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. Rashi, in a contradistinction to the Rambam, learns from the pasuk Zochas Yom HaZesh Yitzis Mitzrayim, the mitzvah, the daily mitzvah the whole year round of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, has mitzvah l'haski yitzis Mitzrayim b'yom u'balayl shenemar l'man tizkar siyom tzeis chomer etz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. The Rambam has a different source, a different pasuk for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzrayim that applies the whole year round. And in fact, the fact that the Rambam integrates the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzrayim b'chol yom in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema would indicate that the Rambam holds that the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, which is Azkaras Yitzis Mitzrayim, is part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah unto itself. The Rambam therefore derives from the pasuk Leman Tizkar, that there's a daily mitzvah. That pasuk is really talking about the Isur Achilas Chametz, the Chiyuv Achilas Matzah. The Zechira is connected to those mitzvos. And Agav Urcha, we learn from that pasuk of Leman Tizkar, a mitzvah that's part of Kriyat Shema, of remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim on a daily basis. But the separate mitzvah, Sipit Yitzrayim on the night of Pesach, that's derived, according to the Rambam, from a different pasuk, Zochar Sayom HaZeh SheYitzasim Mitzrayim. And we said before that the Rambam omits Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim in the counting of Taryag, in the Minyan of Mitzvahs, and that's because it's part and parcel of Kabbalah's Olmach Shemayim of Kriyat Shema, and this the Rav used to say in the name of Reb Chaim. When the Rambam adds here at the beginning of Perches Milchus Chometz U'Matzah, Kemo Shenemar Zochar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, Eli El Bizman Sheyesh Lo Ben, Beino Levein Atzmo, Beino Levein Acherim Minayin, Tamalum Vayomer Moshe, El Ha'am Zochar Siyom HaZeh, Ratzalomer, says the Rambam, Shehu Tziva L'Zachro, Kimo Sha'omer Zachar Siyom HaShabbos. It sounds like the Rambam is using the Pasuk Zachar Siyom HaShabbos to establish, to teach us the Chiv Zachira that applies even when one does not have a son, that he should be Mesaper Yitzis Zrayim Gamli Atzmo. Not just the Chiv of Sibra L'Acherim, which is derived from Vigadat to Labincha, but the Sipra Liatzmo. And the same way that in Kiddush, Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho doesn't require that he be Mesaper to others, so too the mitzvah of Zochar Esayom Ezer Sheyotas Mitzrayim doesn't require others. Yet, it sounds like from the Rambam that there's some inner connection here, some analogy between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't bring the din of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim L'Acherim O L'Bonim until he gets to Halacha Beis. Here in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Ke'ein Zechiras Yom HaShabbos. And the Rav said in the name of Reb Chaim that the din of Zochras Yom HaShabbos teaches that if he tells the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav with all its details, Bechol Pratov Uvdikdukov, even if he's Mekayim V'Aloch of Kol Amar B'Lesaper as a Hidur, but nevertheless, if he doesn't recite that today is the day in which we went out of Mitzrayim, Leil Tesvav B'Nisan, we, Klal Yisrael, were freed from slavery, says Rav Chaim, he hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv. The chiyuv is to mention that this is the day of the Yetziah. This is the Zman of Cherusenu. He must mention that this is the Yom of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's derived from the analogy to the other mitzvah of Zechira of Kiddush, where in Kiddush he has to mention that today is the Yom HaShabbos. And this is what the Rama means when he says, "Kmo shenemar zochus yom shabbos l'kadsha." But where we mekayim this chiyuv? If there's an obligation to say that today is the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where do we fulfill that? Where do we make that declaration? And the answer has to be Kiddush. In Kiddush on Leil HaPesach, we recite Es Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh Zman Cherusenu. What we are saying here is that now this is the Zman Cherusenu. We're describing the Chag, the day that we're in, as the Zman Cherusenu. Now we'll be Mekayim the Chiyuv of Hazkara Shayom Hu Yom HaYetziah. And if you look in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis Lefidaito Shel Ben Oviv Melamdo, the Rambam says that im hayah ben katan o tipesh omer lo bni kulanu ayinu avadim kvar shivchazu kmo evin zeb in Mitzrayim u belayla hazeh poda asanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu yatziyani l'cheirus. The Rambam says explicitly that he has to say belayla hazeh poda asanu. And this reflects the diuk of the Rambam of Reb Chaim and the conclusion that the equation to Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho means that today is the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if this be the case, Kiddush on Leil HaSeder becomes an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Kiddush cannot be recited Ad Shetekshach. The Kiddush itself needs Laila. And the reason for that is not just because Kiddush is the first of the Dalet Kosos, and all of the Dalet Kosos in the Seder requires Laila, but that the Kiddush itself is Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's in Kiddush that we are Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we call this time period, now we're in the Zman Cherusenu. The Mitzvah is to say that Hayom HaZeh, this day is the Yom of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we fulfill that in Kiddush, and therefore Kiddush requires Laila. Okay, Rabosai, I think we'll stop here. I mean, there's a lot more to talk about. I hope we'll get a chance to pick this up again. But let's call it an evening now. Thank you so much.